All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Eddie Emmer, and we're back again. For those of you who haven't heard the podcast yet, I am a songwriter. Do a little production, play some instruments, shoot a little video, produce a little audio. I do a lot of stuff. Today I'm here with Robert B. Fisher. You can find him on the Snapchats and the Instagrams and all that good stuff at Robert Fisher B. Love how that rolls off the tongue, Robert Fisher B. So Robert, can you just tell everybody a little bit about who you are and sort of what you do professionally?
Well, basically, I'm a mastering engineer at Warner Brothers. Been doing that since 1997, mastering all their features and television shows. I first started in the mastering business by actually restoring the sound files for some major motion pictures such as Casablanca, Gone with the Wind, and The Wizard of Oz, and did all the corrections, fixed all the reel joins of every major feature that I call them our national treasures that Warner Brothers has.
Absolutely.
And we acquired the MGM library and was able to dig into that as well, and all that is now in the can.
Cool. You recently did a little bit of dub work for Wonder Woman, no?
And Wonder Woman, mastering that. Sweet. That was just the recent, most recent one.
I love that one.
And now they're going back to some older films, and we're sort of the films that were left out of the rush for DVDs.
Right.
And now we're getting back to those.
Fascinating. So I just, you know, while I have you, I know we don't have a lot of time. This first segment, I just wanted to ask sort of, you know, where you think that the industry is moving toward as far as, you know, production, audio quality, and where, you know, within, I would say, the next 5 to 10 years, everybody should have their compass pointed.
Sure.
As far as, you know, what we're going to need to know.
Well, you know, obviously when you're listening to any kind of audio for virtual reality, and you're even listening to audio for feature films on your digit players up in the sky when you're traveling, you're having a horrible audio experience in general. It's not the true nature of how it was originally recorded.
Okay.
The reproduction is really bad.
Okay.
But with this new company that I'm working with on the outside, we're creating 5.1 Atmos mixes for headphones, utilizing your own headphones. So the and this will apply greatly to an immersive experience of utilizing our VR.
Cool.
Virtual reality.
Cool.
For the future.
And,
so
and of course, you know, audio as well and at large, correct?
Yeah, what was the question?
So just my regular pair of headphones, VR or not?
Exactly. Go you ahead. Could just use your own headphones. You'll be able to experience an Atmos immersive sound experience utilizing even earbuds.
Okay. So just, you know, I'm walking down the street, I'm listening to Kendrick Lamar, I'm hearing every little orchestral hit.
Exactly. And not only that, but you're actually you're watching something such like any feature film, and you can hear and experience that in its truest mix that was intended to be a 5.1 or a an Atmos mix, and you'll be able to hear what it sounds like in a theater, with your ear pods.
That's fascinating.
So yeah,
that's amazing. Well, we'll take a quick break, and then I want to talk a little more about that if that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool. So we are back with Robert B. Fisher. We are talking about the newest of the new in sound technology and what the future looks like. we're talking about Atmos sound in headphones, and how that's, you know, where technologically our sound is going. What I wanted to ask is, you know, as far as, you know, the state of the music industry on the other side of things, you know, where you see in the production world, people are making strides to technologically advance themselves so that they can, you know, cross new boundaries. What are some artists that you think, you know, really are superlative in the category of really using a studio as a tool?
Well, I think, you know, basically anybody who's an artist that you listen to has a lot of experience in the studio, and they seem to have the same experience all across the board.
Interesting.
So the key is to tap into a knowledge base of how they actually create those sounds in the studio, and you can get that through lynda.com. You can get that through any kind of even on Instagram, they share tips on how to work Logic 10 or Pro Tools. So you can actually gain that same experience that they have by experiencing these instructional videos.
Yeah, all of this free content out there, which is something we were talking about earlier. So I guess with that, you know, is that sort of your one piece of advice for the young up and coming?
Well, definitely, but also, you know, share that information with your fellow musicians and your friends. Exchange, and sometimes you can do that now through various technological devices, such as like Skype. Mm-hmm. You can connect with other musicians, and, you know, share that type of information on how,
like in real time.
In real time.
Like here's my screen capture. This is what I'm doing. Hey,
exactly.
Man, do you have any tips?
Exactly.
That's genius.
Yep.
That's genius, because, you know, it does help to have someone to actually interact with instead of just the YouTube video sometimes, right?
So I had talked about one company I was working with, or is actually part of. I'm an investor in it, called SoundFi, which was going to provide with the 5.1 headphone versions of your mixes.
Right.
But also Alert the Globe, another...
Oh, right, we're talking about Alert the Globe.
You know, anyone can create a channel on Alert the Globe and actually provide a live
broadcast right?
Yeah. of their,
content.
Of your performance,
yeah,
and their content.
Amazing.
So, yeah, that's another way of getting out there.
So connect with people.
And connect with people.
Is the biggest. Because
exactly.
We have the ability, you know, why? I mean, look, we're doing this on a app right now.
Yeah.
Right. So, Robert, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. I know you're pressed for time.
Always.
I will be seeing you very soon. We'll talk some more guitar pedals and some more sound stuff and some more social media
Great.
Stuff.
Ted, it's a pleasure being here.
Absolutely. Where can we find you on the Instagram and Snapchats?
It's Robert Fisher B.
All right. This has been Eddie Immer. We're here with Robert B. Fisher, and I really appreciate you guys for listening. You can find me, as always, on the Instagram and Snapchats and all that good stuff at DC Power. DC Power Gram, DC Power Snaps. You can find me at DC Power Eddie on Twitter. I really hope you're enjoying the content, and if you have any suggestions for what you might want to hear, please contact me, call in, you know, find me on any of my other social media, because I'd love to hear from you. Thanks again, and thank you again, Robert.
Robert B., signing off.
All right, signing off. Thanks, everybody.